Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Heritage Financial are not affiliated. Welcome back to Making Money Fun. I am John Jagay, along with Shanna Tindrum from Heritage Financial in Phoenix. And last week, Shanna, we talked about the CARES Act and how it is going to affect people. This week, we're going to talk about how it relates to businesses. I've heard so many things about this for businesses, so let's start to unpack it a little bit. What is the most exciting part of this legislation?
Well, there are really two things that I'm excited about for some of my friends that own small businesses, John. One is a grant that may still be around at the time that you're listening to this. There is a grant that any small business owner in the United States can get within 3 to 7 days. We'll link that in the show notes so that you know how to go there, but it is on the SBA.gov website. Mm-hmm. And it's part of what they call their economic injury disaster loan. But it's sort of an immediate advance on that loan. Whether you apply or whether you qualify, any small business owner in the United States can get $10,000 direct deposited into their checking account as long as the funds are still available. And that's really designed to help keep payroll, the business running, and to help, you know, sort of keep you from panicking while we're trying to figure out how to navigate this crisis.
Certainly is unprecedented times.
For sure. And then a little bit more long term, there is a new program that has just come out called the Paycheck Protection Program. Mm-hmm. And what it's really designed to do for small businesses in particular, under 500 employees, is keep those businesses running and keep the folks on their payroll.
Okay.
So there is a calculator that you can get from any SBA lender, and your bank might be an SBA lender. You might want to check with them to be sure. But they have a spreadsheet that you can use to calculate how much you qualify for. It's typically 2 months or 8 weeks of payroll plus some other expenses. If you use this loan in the way that they intend for you to use it and pay for things like payroll, rent, and different expenses like that within 8 weeks after receiving it, the government waives or gives it to you in a grant instead of a loan. So you could end up getting that money basically for free.
Yeah, the loan turns into a grant. You don't have to repay it, which is huge.
It is huge.
So who can apply for this?
Anybody really can apply for it. This is the big misconception that a lot of people have. An owner that's on payroll on their own still counts. So if you're a sole proprietor and you don't take a payroll paycheck, if you do take a payroll paycheck and you're the only employee, your business still qualifies as long as it has under 500 employees. So everybody almost that is considered a small business in the United States, as long as you were impacted by COVID-19, and I can't think of a small business owner that wasn't, you would qualify.
God, I mean, it almost sounds like it's too good to be true.
Yeah, it does sound that way. It's rare that the government gives any consideration to small businesses when it comes to these stimulus or buyout packages. But this one was specifically written with small businesses in mind to try to keep them, you know, employed and keep their doors open through this crisis. So it really is kind of unprecedented and a good thing for small businesses all across the country.
But of course, as with anything, I don't want to say there's strings attached because this is a great program, but there are some rules that have to be followed, right?
Yeah, you totally have to follow some rules. So you will have to provide some sort of documentation for your payroll. You have to provide documentation that you spent it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't spend it within 8 weeks of receiving it the way that they intend for you to spend it, it does convert to a 10-year loan at 4% interest. So still not too bad.
No, 4% interest isn't bad. Of course, 0% interest and not having to pay it back is better. So you want to make sure that you follow the rules. But, you know, worst case, 4% interest over 10 years is not the worst thing in the world. So what else is available for small businesses, Shanna?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things. I mentioned earlier the economic injury disaster loan, and that is a longer term, larger loan amount. So if you feel like you need more than that 2 months of payroll to kind of get you through, it's a much longer application. It's a longer certification process, but you can get more money if you need it through the economic injury disaster loan. And the entire nation now qualifies for that. So the information from that can be found on the SBA website if you need it. Very favorable terms, longer term loan, lower interest rate. Something they're also doing in some areas is if you currently have an SBA loan, they're paying the SBA guaranteed portion of that loan for the next 6 months. So check with your SBA office in your state to see if you qualify for that if you currently have an SBA loan out.
Well, there's just so many different ways that this is coming in. Obviously, this CARES package at $2 trillion and maybe more, it's really unprecedented, but that's because we're living in unprecedented times. None of us have ever seen anything like this. This is just really something else. I always thought growing up that 9/11 was going to be the seminal moment of my life, like it was for my parents with the JFK assassination. But I hate to say it, but this is bigger.
Yeah, I feel like it really is, because in a lot of cases, we don't really know where we're going from here. And I think the government has finally recognized that, right? Like, you know, we thought that maybe we'd be open by May 1st. We hope that we will be, but there are probably a lot of states where things won't get back to normal until well into the summer. And there are a lot of businesses, an awful lot, that would not be able to stay closed for 2 to 3 months with no revenue. So the government is really doing their best to try to keep those payrolls rocking and rolling, those businesses open, so that when we do get back to business as normal as we can be, that all of those businesses don't just disappear.
Thank you for not saying new normal. I feel like that phrase has been a little bit overused right now. And now I want to take a shot every time somebody says new normal.
I know.
But really, I mean, the vast majority of businesses are going to be affected by this if they haven't been already. And I know I'm a small business owner, you're a small business owner, and there are just so many variables, but also so many opportunities and so many resources available to small business owners. So Shanna, if someone wants to learn more about what's available to them and also about the services you provide in your role, what are the best ways to reach you?
HeritageFinancialAZ.com. Click schedule a consultation in the top right corner, and we can do that all virtually no matter where you are in the country.
Awesome. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Shanna. Thank you so much for this valuable information that we've been waiting weeks to hear. So it's really great to get it out there to our listeners.
Oh, thanks so much, John. Great chatting with you.
All right. We'll talk to you next time. Stay safe.
Thank you.